Edison. In the United States, Thomas Alva Edison, a reputed entrepreneur and inventor of the electric light bulb and the phonograph, among hundreds of other devices, took an interest in Marais, Muybridge, and Eastman's experiments. His idea was to create an optical phonograph. That is, based on the phonographic cylinder technique that recorded and reproduced sounds, he wanted to do the same thing but with images, to which he would associate sound. The first attempts, directed by his assistant William Dixon, were a failure. In 1889, Edison traveled to Paris, the venue of the Universal Exhibition. There, among others, he met Etienne Jules Marais and his work with chronophotography, and Emile Renault and his optical theater. When he returned, Edison and Dickinson built a chronophotographic camera similar to Marais, but with the difference that the celluloid film was perforated. These perforations, probably inspired by Renault's optical theater, allowed the film to be uniformly advanced with the help of a cog wheel. The discovery of the system was a fundamental step for the projection of moving pictures, since it allowed the regular transport of the film so that the dimensions of the frames were always the same. The type of film devised by Edison and Dixon, which was 35 millimeters wide, with four holes on each side of the frame, was later adopted as standard for cinema films. With these parameters, in 1891, Edison patented a camera taking views, the kinetograph, and an individual film projector, the kinetoscope. In 1894, he commercialized the kinetoscope, selling the equipment and films to America and Europe. The device, a kind of optical box, allowed people to see a photographic image in motion individually, with a far more realistic effect than that produced by the zoetrope and the phetakinetoscope with drawn images. The film lasted less than a minute and was reproduced constantly, endlessly, inside the device. To disseminate the invention, across America and in some European capitals, so-called kinetoscope parlors were opened, rooms open to the public with several different kinetoscopes with a different film in each of them. To properly market the kinetoscope, Edison's factory had to film a good number of films, the first made specifically to provide a visual show. They started to be filmed in 1892 in a studio called Black Maria, the first one to be purpose-built for filmmaking.